You're listening to the Natalie Parker Studio Podcast, episode number 30. In today's episode, we're continuing on with our six-part series where we're talking about the six seasons of the artist's creative path. Today, we're talking about the emerging artist. Now, this is a fantastic season that I love to see so many of my students inside the Confident Brush get to so that they can go on to sell their work and to build these amazing art businesses. So I can't wait to unpack today's episode with you. So let's dive right on in. Hey there, are you a newbie wanting to dip your toes into the wonderful world of creativity and paint? Are you looking for a quick and inspiring way to spark up your creativity? Then you're going to love the Spark Your Creativity Challenge. I'm Natalie, and I am going to be leading you in this amazing challenge where over 3 days, I am going to show you three quick and expressive ways to spark up your creativity. So in this challenge, here's what you're going to learn. You'll learn how to explore color, collage, and mixed media. You'll learn a quick way to start an artwork that removes that fear of the blank canvas. You'll learn quick and effective color schemes that will take away the mystery of choosing the right colors. And you'll learn how to work in layers, which is going to add visual interest to your work. Super duper bonus, as well as all that, inside this free challenge, you also get access to a private pop-up Facebook group full of amazing women creatives from around the globe so that you can share your work and get inspired. So if you're ready to start learning these skills, if you're ready to really get this creativity buzz happening, join us for the Spark Your Creativity Challenge. Scroll down below, sign up, and I will see you inside the challenge. Well, hey there, artists, and welcome to the show. This series has been fantastic. Thank you to all of you who have reached out, who've shared how helpful this has been to help you discover where you are on the artist creative path, because I know what it's like, guys. I know what it's like to try and navigate your life, your path as a creative. For so long, we have been taught that being an artist, being a creative is just something that kind of happens ad hoc, that there's no real strategy, there's no business plan. It's almost like you can be a successful artist by chance. Whereas the reality now is that that is not the case. You can learn the techniques to build your style and find your confidence. And then you can learn the business systems that you need to go on to learn how to sell your work and build a thriving business. How do I know this? Because this is exactly what I have taught my students, hundreds of them, inside the Confident Brush and inside the Art Business Program. And they have the results to show that it is 100% possible to thrive as an artist. We are demystifying the art world, okay? It's not by chance. If you want to be a successful artist, you can 100% do so. All you need to do is learn the tips, the strategies, the principles, and apply those to your business and to your creative practice, and you will prosper. So today we are talking about the fourth season of the six seasons of the artist creative path, and that is the emerging artist. So remember, if you're just new to this and you're just catching up, this whole path is a 20-page free document for you. I love it. It goes over what we're talking. It gives you all the links, all the resources to all the readings. You can go and download that for free. You can see that in the show notes before. Okay, but let's start talking about the emerging artist. So the emerging artist is a season where you're beginning to identify your own style as an artist. You're bold, you're sharing your work with confidence, but at times there's still a little bit of doubt there. And to be honest, there always probably will be. Every time we move forward in our creative path, every time we move forward in life, we try to do something outside of our zone or outside of something we've never done before, doubt comes in. It's normal, okay? So just get comfortable with that. So don't think that if you're feeling a little bit nervous about your work that you're not an emerging artist. That is not the case. As an emerging artist, you may be exhibiting your work in local shows or galleries or developing an online presence, okay? Emerging artist is not just someone who's in their studio producing pretty work. with you and yourself in your studio and no one's seen it. Okay, you're getting it out there. You are sharing it. As an emerging artist, you also now have the ability to produce a cohesive body of work, working predominantly in collections, exploring consistent themes. What do I mean by that? I mean, I can look at one of your paintings and say, can you go ahead and produce 6, 7, 8 pieces, a body of work, exploring that particular style, exploring that color theme, you know, looking consistent, like they're a series, like they work together. If you can't do that, then you're still in the trainee artist season. So as an emerging artist, you can still second guess yourself. And I mentioned this before, an imposter syndrome, it can start to rise. Why? Because you're moving forward. You're going to be wondering in the season, oh my gosh, is this just a fluke that I got here? Did I just randomly find my style? How did this happen? It's not. It's not a fluke. You have done the hard work to develop your skills and find your own style. This now is where you're going to start to reap those benefits. So you've gone from that hopeful artist that had the dream of creating and never actually put any paint to paper. Then you put the paint to paper and you became a passionate artist. You Googled all the things, you tried all the styles, you were passionate, excited, highly motivated, exploring all the stuff in your studio. Then you move to season 3, the trainee artist, and you're like, you know what? I really need to find a teacher, find a mentor, start to really get good at some particular painting skills so that I can build my confidence and find my style. And now you're an emerging artist. You did the hard work. You have those skills. You have your own style. Here's what can happen when you get there. It's kind of like, I've arrived, I've found my style, finally, I've reached the end. This was like my quest. It was just like, I loved art, I just wanted to find my style. It can be really tempting to stay in this season, okay? When people start to acknowledge your work and even start to buy some of your pieces of a certain style, you can feel tempted to keep doing the same thing over and over, because you may fear if you change your style, your work will no longer sell and people will no longer like it. So you've come out of a season where you're doing all these different things and you're not really getting any traction. Then you start to get some traction, you find your style and it starts to sell, and you lock on. Be very, very careful with that, okay? Because what can happen is it can stunt that wonderful growth process you had going from a hopeful to an emerging artist. Being an artist is one of forever unfolding evolution. That is why it's so incredibly exciting to be a creative. We're creatives. We don't like to be boxed in. Yes, I'm talking about a path that does give you seasons, but I'm not boxing you in. I'm wanting you to grow, to progress, to ebb and flow from one season to the other. You can be an emerging artist, have a style, but you can still swap back into the trainee artist to learn a particular technique. It's 100% normal to do that. I want you to enjoy this season as an emerging artist. It is in a season exactly that, of emergence. But there's also so many wonderful opportunities beyond and ahead of you. So you are still growing. Now, Alison Stanfield has this fantastic quote where she wrote, "The secret to making a living as an artist is that there are no secrets. Artists find their own paths and each path is unique." Never could I have thought of a better quote to replicate what I want to say. Your creative path is exactly that. This is your own. You are now emerging. You've got the skills. Which way you go is 100% up to you. So if you're thinking you might be an emerging artist, here are some things that you could be thinking, feeling, or saying right now that can kind of help identify if you're in this season. Number one is you're like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I'm selling my work. Number two, I love my style. Number three, People are liking my work. I must be a, end quote, good artist. You could be feeling, is this really happening? Or, I love how I can create similar works in a similar style. Or, that doubt could be creeping in. What if people find out I'm not really that good? Here are some things you could be doing if you're an emerging artist. One is you are painting in a consistent style that can be identified by others as your own. So people can see a post of your work and they don't even need to know or see your name to identify it as you. Number two, you're producing collections of work that explore either a specific theme or a colour or a style. You're exhibiting your work, okay? You're showing your work, whether it's in shows, galleries, local stores, cafes. You're sharing your work with confidence on online platforms and in person. And here's what else you're doing as emerging. You're selling. You are selling your work, whether it's one or two pieces or whether you're consistently selling every week. You're starting to sell a few pieces and you're starting to make some money from your work. So as a season of an emerging artist, here are some tips to help you move forward into the next season, which is the flourishing artist season, which we'll talk about in the next episode, so that you don't get stagnant and stale. Remember, you're a creative, you are evolving. That is what makes you exciting. We are always going to the next thing. Number one is I want you to work on your mindset. Never ever has there been a more important time, apart from the hopeful artist season, as an emerging artist, get that mind going, because you're getting new challenges, okay? As new levels come, so do new challenges. You're breaking new ground. You're doing things that you haven't done before, okay? You could be selling and exhibiting. Whether you sell or not, that's irrelevant at these shows. But you may find that you start to doubt yourself. You need that mindset strong in order to keep you moving forward. Number two is I want you to learn some strategies to deal with imposter syndrome. Now, it will come up every now and often. Like I said, it tends to do so when we start to doubt our abilities and focus on others. Now, in Confident Brush, we teach you the strategies to deal with this. And I also have a fantastic podcast episode on imposter syndrome and why it's actually a good thing. So go back and listen to that one. Number three is I want you to keep developing your skills and don't get stuck in a style. And I know that sounds counterintuitive because you're like, Nat, the whole thing was I wanted to find my style. And now I've found my style and you're telling me to not stay in my style. No, I'm not telling you not to stay in your style. I'm telling you to keep evolving, extending, regenerating. These are words that we teach our students in high school art. You extend, you regenerate, you push it further. All artists do this. We're always looking to refine and perfect and improve our work. Okay, now I do get it, because when your work starts selling, you're like, you do lock in, and that's fantastic. But in order to keep the needle moving, in order to keep you interested in your work as well, you need to keep growing as an artist. So never stop that experimentation. Never stop going back to that passionate artist who's Googling the things and finding out new techniques, and then you can bring those back into your work in your own particular way. Here are some books that I suggest you read in this season. Number one, Lisa Congdon. If you haven't, go checked her out. She is a fantastic artist, illustrator, creative mentor, rocking it chick. Go and read her book, Find Your Voice. Not only does it talk about finding your style practically, it talks about that exactly, finding your voice, finding your place, finding what you want to say through your work. Number two is Me, Inc. by Gene Simmons, okay? Rockstar, rockstar dude. But what I love about his work is that book really helps you deal with imposter syndrome, but it also helps you understand that you, Me, Inc., are a brand, you are a personality, there is no one else like you. Go and read that book, it's fantastic. And number three is I'd Rather Be in the Studio by Alison Stanfield, a fantastic artist. So here's the thing, as an artist in the emerging artist season, here's a great quote by King David. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you think that you're a successful artist, if you think that your work is fantastic, if you think that you have what it takes to thrive as a creative, you will. The greatest thing you need to focus on in the emerging artist season is your mind. You are entering a new season. Keep that mindset strong. Remind you of who you are. Remind yourself of what you want to achieve. Here's how the Confident Brush can help support you if you're an emerging artist. The Confident Brush was particularly, I called it potato, whatever, the Confident Brush. Why? Because there are so many artists coming to me that were lacking confidence in their abilities. Even if they were super duper talented, there was something that was not quite relating between their skills and their mindset. So the Confident Brush is all about helping you be confident as an artist, and this includes your mindset. So we cover topics such as imposter syndrome, feeling stuck in your work, how to stay motivated as an artist, how to deal with how to be a resilient artist, how to deal with rejection, okay, which we get a lot of as artists, especially if we're putting our work out there, we're applying for shows, that can happen. So help a lot with that. The greatest thing I've also found in the Confident Brush, side note, is that so many of the artists come through, and everyone can take their own time. They finally learn how to call themselves an artist and legit, genuinely mean it. And when they, and I know when the ones get the deep revelation, because they will post in the group, you're like, oh my gosh, I finally can call myself an artist. Or, I went and wrote artist on my LinkedIn profile. That is gold for me inside the Confident Brush. The second way it can help you if you're an emerging artist is that we explore new topics every month. So I mentioned, as an emerging artist, you have a style, but it needs to keep evolving and developing. You don't want to be stagnant. You don't want to be the artist who's painting the same thing over and over again. You need to freshen it up. You need to show that you are ahead of the curve. And the way you do that is you introduce new elements into your work, subtle, refined, clever changes. And so we expose you to different techniques and styles that are going to help you to do that. Alrighty, that is the emerging artist, a great season to be in. You're cranking it with your style. You're starting to sell your work. Heavily, heavily focus on getting that mindset right and still move forward. Yes, you can rest. Yes, you can be like, oh my gosh, I'm here. I love this. But don't stay on your last achievement. Keep moving your work forward. That is a wrap for today's episode. I hope you have loved this one. Season 4, The Emerging Artist. If you have, go in, take a screenshot of this, tag me in at Nellie Parker Studio, share it on the gram, say hello to me. I would love for you to share what you've really loved about this, and even share where you feel you are in the artist creative path. I will be back here with our next episode, where we will be covering season number 5, which is The Flourishing Artist. I can't wait to unpack that with you. Until then, have a fab day and keep moving forward in your creative path. We'll talk soon.